Did you know that more than 100,000 creeks, streams, and rivers flow towards the Chesapeake Bay across parts of 6 states? Historical Society of Baltimore County's James G. Keffer talks about the history and stories of water in the county. The Historical Society is the first of 6 Maryland sites to host Waterways, a traveling Smithsonian Institution exhibition brought to smaller communities across the state by Maryland Humanities. Local Waterways host sites add their own local exhibits to complement the Smithsonian's exhibition.
Water is perhaps the most fundamental ingredient of life on our planet. It makes up most of our bodies and covers over 70% of the Earth's surface. Our cultures and societies have been greatly shaped by our proximity to, use of, and reverence for water. Our relationship to water, while obvious on the surface, runs much deeper than most of us think about on a daily basis. The Waterways exhibit explores the influence of water on our past, how we connect to it in the present, and why we must fortify and secure it for our future. We will also tell the local water story of Baltimore County and our surrounding region. Less than 7% of the total area of the United States is covered in water, while that number is 12% for Baltimore County and 21% for Maryland. When you look at a map of water in our region, it is clear that you are always near water, even when you don't realize it. From the earliest times, the Bay and its tributaries were central to the lives of indigenous people in the region. People who colonized Maryland harnessed the power of water to fuel industry with a variety of types of mills. The location of the fall line between geological levels made this possible. Iron, gunpowder, cotton duck canvas, flour, paper, and more were manufactured at mills in Baltimore County. The next time you drive in the county, notice how often you find a road or place with mill or falls in the name. The harbor and bay were a highway connecting our region to the world. The Port of Baltimore has been notable for many different exports over its history, such as flour, oysters, and steel. In the other direction, over 1 million immigrants entered the country through the port. To serve the growth of our communities, engineers controlled the flow of water to provide clean drinking water, create a sanitation system, and generate electricity. These advancements were not achieved quickly or easily. Now, we must balance this growth with the need to sustain the health of our rivers, streams, reservoirs, and their watersheds. We rely on our waterways for our essential needs, but also for our enjoyment. We vacation at the beach, sail on the bay, and tube on the Gunpowder River. Our collective love of activities like boating, fishing, swimming, and eating seafood like crabs and oysters demonstrates our remarkable focus on water-based recreation in Maryland. With the help of 33 partner organizations, there will be over 70 public events, complimentary exhibits, and educational programs in support of waterways. The exhibit will be free and open to the public from May 25th through July 6th at the Historical Society of Baltimore County, located inside the historic almshouse in Cockeysville.
Visit MarylandH2O.org for information on Museum on Main Street and for local listings. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.